The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. You can listen to us on the stream live via the Odyssey app. That's free. You can take us on the go, or you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Got the full foursome back in the mix. Later this hour, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to go see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Northwest Stadium. So really good prize on the line. Stay tuned
for
that.
I want to go to that. Can I get a limo and all, like, and... I want to go to that.
You can, sure.
I want to be
you
driven,
might have
though.
To actually do some legwork to make it happen.
I don't want to do anything.
I mean, it's in June, EB.
You just want the limo to just show up magically at your house.
Take me, silly indoor suites,
warm,
right, and then drive
well,
me home.
Well, it's June.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Going to be warm.
Oh, and you know where it's at.
Okay, fair.
It's at a place that Jason vowed never to go to.
Oh, that's right.
We need to address this real quick.
We definitely need to.
How many times have you said on this show, you would never go to a Commanders game at what was used to be FedEx Field, now it's Northwest Stadium?
Well,
how many times did you say that?
Did I actually say what did I say?
I don't know.
I mean,
we have
you said you would
you
never
said
go.
You give me free tickets.
Yeah,
you
would pay
never
us.
Step foot.
Well,
but
pay
I
us.
Figured it out.
So. What exactly did I say?
All right, we don't have the audio. It's countless times, Jason. It wasn't like one
just
time.
Say I never step foot on FedEx Field.
No, I remember saying it, but did I say I'd never go see a Redskins game or a Commanders game?
I think you said you were never going
to
go there.
Here's my out.
He's trying to get off on that.
I got no out.
Hey, here's I'll never
we
go to
We know you're not going to pay
I'll
us.
Never go to What am I supposed to pay you?
I mean, you again, we don't have the audio. But you said many times. First of all, you would say you'd have to pay me to go there, and it would take like thousands.
Right. Well, let me just say this: I didn't want to go to the game.
You got suckered.
I got suckered because my daughter begged
me.
We
know,
we
right.
knew that.
We
okay. said it's
That's
because
what I
of
said.
The daughter,
yeah.
guaranteed.
Okay. And I
daughters,
and the fact that I kind of hooked us all because we were invited by the great people at what's the name of the stadium?
Northwest
yeah. Bank,
Federal Credit Union.
Yeah. Jeff Bentley, the CEO, and Leslie Houseman said any of us can go to their suite, and they probably have the second nicest suite behind the owner's suite.
Right. Hey,
in the entire
nice
stadium,
my suite, Josh Harris. My
and you
suite.
Got I kind of hooked you,
and you,
if
got
you guys
see,
all want to go.
Look, I appreciate that.
You got to see our guy J Dub.
I met J Dub. That was the first time I actually met him face to face.
Okay, you never met Jason Wright before.
No. But I didn't want to go to the game because I did want to drive all the way to. I got suckered. But I did it for my daughter because she begged me to go. But yes, I do remember saying I'd never want to go to the stadium.
Did you have a good time?
Left at halftime.
Shocker.
Was your daughter distraught that you left at halftime?
She did.
No, because
schmoozing. She got all her TikToks out of the way.
She was fine.
That was the Cowboys game,
the best,
right?
She got all her
The
IG.
Best part was the pregame when we were on the field because Jay-Z walked right in front of us. He was probably 3 feet in front of me.
Yeah, we saw that he was there.
I couldn't believe it. And then he didn't stop.
He didn't stop and remember that you interviewed him at RFK
somehow
years
he didn't
ago.
Remember that for 20
I couldn't
years
believe
ago.
How many people were around him. I don't even know how he could walk with all the people that were around him.
So many handlers?
Just security, handlers.
Were your handlers getting in your way throughout the day?
Yep, they were.
Why was he there?
Oh, I talked to TJ Oshie, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. But
why was Jay-Z
there? I think he's got some connection with Dez Bryant, because Dez Bryant was there.
Yeah, I saw the video of Dez Bryant taunting him, but it seemed like Jay-Z was rooting for the Commanders.
I have no idea. He walked to the Cowboys side, so I don't know if it was a Cowboys connection or Dez Bryant. Or,
you know, he used to rap about dealing drugs in D.C., so I don't know. Maybe he's a skits fan on some level.
Did you ask Dez to throw up the X?
No, I didn't.
Anyway.
But that was the best part. But thank you to the good people at Northwest Bank Stadium. Mm-hmm. If you guys are interested, I'll give you the connections.
I may be interested when Metallica rolls into town in May. I mean, right. You know what? I'm gonna reach out. That's a good connection.
Hold on. So that means I could go to the Post Malone joint then.
100%.
Probably a really good connection.
Yes.
Yeah.
Will they provide a ride?
I don't know if they'll provide a ride, but they gave me a parking, VIP parking.
You just ask your wife to drive you.
Yeah. Say, Dina, drop me off at the Jelly Roll show. I'll be done in 4 hours.
That's a good point.
I mean,
I don't think she would want to go to that, but maybe she would go.
Hey, let's hit the Skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the Skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. Remember, don't sleep makes you great. So big win, snap the 3-game losing streak. And one of the talking points after the game, actually even before the game, was Cliff Kingsbury to Chicago. Matt Eberflus fired in Chicago. We knew that was going to happen. But now, after Cliff Kingsbury's offense responds with such a big game, 267 yards rushing, they go over 40 points, they're fourth in the league in points. Because of that connection between Caleb and Cliff Kingsbury, dating back to college, people are wondering, will he go to Chicago and take that head coaching job? And would that be a terrible loss? If I asked you a week ago, EB, you would have said, see you, Cliff.
Mm. I got no problem. Listen, I think Cliff has done good things. I think the blueprint's is out there. You see what works. There's probably 100 guys that can put that together. Like even if Cliff is some genius, which I don't think he is, but let's just say he was a genius. Just mimic what he's doing. It's copycat league. I don't think it's a big deal.
So you don't think it's a big loss? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We want to hear from you. Do you think losing Cliff Kingsbury, if it were to happen, he signed a 3-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
If it were to happen, would that be a big blow for Jaden Daniels and the offense?
I'd say it's a medium blow. Because you're going to be able to find a decent offensive coordinator if he were to leave and take the Chicago job. As long as Jaden is here, you have a great piece to work with.
There might be other guys out there that are better than Kingsbury at certain aspects of play call.
As long as you're not hiring Drab's old guy, Shane Waldron.
I mean,
or
it's
somebody
not like Kingsbury
ilk, okay.
is the only good offensive coordinator on the planet.
Right.
So, no, I don't think he would take a hit.
I would guess that they would just promote from within.
Possibly.
They've got the Eagles guy, who was the offensive coordinator.
Brian Johnson.
Brian Johnson,
Eagles.
Yeah.
So I would just guess that Brian Johnson would take over as the offense coordinator. Yeah, I would say.
I'm not automatically.
I would say I like your medium blow.
Yeah.
800-636-1067. Optimally, you want a young quarterback to have a coordinator that he's with for a while. You want that continuity.
That doesn't. Okay, I mean, I guess.
I said optimally.
Right, but like when coordinators, if they have good seasons, they go. So it's kind of the way of the world, the way of professional football. I think Jaden can work with anyone. I think he's brilliant.
I have the trust in Adam Peters that he's going to find the right guy if Cliff gets a head coaching gig and decides to bolt.
You know what I think is easier to find? I think it's easier to find. I'm just talking trash now off the top of my head.
Easier
to find OCs than it is a good kicker. I think it's easier to find an OC.
I don't know about that.
I
I think it's easy. I think you just go to like the random college field and find a good kicker. But maybe I'm just mistaken.
I think it's easier to find these guys.
All these guys were college kickers.
I know.
But you're fiery. What a donkey.
I don't put as much stock into kicking as I do in offense.
I just think, I'm not saying I put as much stock in it. I just think it's harder to find good ones.
Well, the biggest piece is they have the quarterback, right?
Right.
If you've got a good quarterback, that good quarterback
should be very good. It also makes your coordinator look better.
That quarterback should be very good with other coordinators. Exactly. There are a lot of quarterbacks, unfortunately, who mow through offensive coordinators.
As long as we don't have Bill Callahan calling plays, we can bring any guy in here. Jaden's going to make him look good.
Like I said, I agree with Cakes. It would be a medium to maybe a minor blow because the bigger thing is you got your quarterback. Like Cliff Kingsbury right now is succeeding because he's got Jaden Daniels under center.
I'm going to say no blow at all. Zero.
We've got to be the dumbest team in America in terms of playing the game.
Yeah. I wouldn't say zero because what if they brought Eric Bieniemy back?
Okay, you can't have a Bieniemy.
I don't understand how you can say that. First of all, Kingsbury is doing an amazing job this year. You see what happens when you have bad coordinators with talented quarterbacks. You saw it in Chicago this year. It's not just Jaden's a star, so everything falls into place.
Even if he's a genius, I already explained it. Even if Cliff is a genius and he's doing some extraordinary things, we'll just copy what he's doing.
That doesn't work. It doesn't work like that.
Sure does. It's copycat league.
So Brian Johnson is just going to go, oh,
who?
Cliff.
Who?
Brian Johnson.
The guy who's on the staff already.
Yes. He's just going to go, oh, Cliff ran this play at this point, this time, this game. I'm going to run the exact same thing.
The number one thing people do is they minimize the impact of play calling. Like, a lot of times we have geniuses that are offensive coordinators and they give up their play calling duties. They go, what are you doing? You're the genius. And the argument is anybody can call the plays. It's not that complicated to call the plays. It's the offensive system that you put in place. And Cliff's system is in place.
2 weeks ago, we were taking calls on people who were saying that Cliff was called a horrible game and it cost him the chance for a victory.
You're kind of doing a flip, BB, because
I'm not trying to do a flip.
Because the last few weeks, you've said Cliff is on double secret probation. He's on my S list, whatever you want to say, right?
Right.
And now you're saying it doesn't really matter.
Well, no, because I'm stipulating to you that he's a genius. He's a god. He's laid the blueprint out. Just copy what he's doing. He's laid the blueprint out. Yeah. This is what you do.
I'm with Drab. It's not that easy. I would not say it's a devastating blow if he went to Chicago. And I don't know if he was going to want to go to Chicago. Isn't the whole thing he was offered the Chicago offensive coordinator position, but they wouldn't give him a third year, and so he chose to go to Washington over Chicago because Washington gave him a third year to his contract. So he may have some animus towards the organization. I don't know, because a bigger contract will probably write that shit.
Yeah, I mean, the head coaching job is going to be 5 years.
But by Eric's logic, why is every team not copying Andy Reid, right?
Well, because they don't have the quarterback.
Okay, then why isn't every team just copy Kyle Shanahan?
Because they don't have the quarterback.
By the way, a lot of them do.
Is well taken. The quarterback's more important than the coordinator. So even Eric Bieniemy, who I want to throw up in my mouth when I think about it. So Jaden would make him look better. He wouldn't be the world's biggest dummy that he currently is if he had Jaden. Jaden, the great players make their coaches look better.
So why is Jalen Hurts playing so much better this year with Kellen Moore?
I don't know. He just threw for 100 yards yesterday. How great!
I mean,
the team's
9-2, and he doesn't make.
I mean, he's doing fine. I'm not trying to minimize him.
What?
But he's. Whatever.
But maybe Jaden would look worse if Bieniemy were here and he had him throwing 70% of the time and didn't give him the running ecosystem around him.
So do you guys behind the glass think it's a major blow because you're barking at EB?
I think it's a. Of course, Jaden can overcome it. He's talented. But Kingsbury's been a huge reason for the offense success this year.
So how would you describe it? Major blow or medium blow?
I think it's a big blow
that they're going to have to figure out a way to overcome it.
I don't think so.
Depends on who they replace him with.
Of course.
Well, we're acting like it's a lock he's leaving. Maybe he doesn't leave.
There's a possibility he doesn't leave.
Of course.
With my buddy Chris Boscia, who runs a quarterback factory.
I love CB.
He'll be fine.
He's going to be fine. He's a star.
All right, he's a star.
So if he leaves and struggles,
it's
then it's on Jaden.
Okay.
100%.
Well, yeah, most of it will be on Jaden.
100%.
No, but he shouldn't struggle because he's a superstar.
I don't think he will. That's my point. I'm so supremely confident I could coordinate Jaden Daniels. That's how good he is. I just said, JP, you play Madden a lot. Give me that little playbook.
Run Z spot.
Yeah. And I would say, hey, Jaden, go out there.
Press the button.
Go out there and cook. And I'm going to be offensive coordinator of the year, probably.
Let's run four verts over and over again.
Listen, coaching matters, but special talents matter more.
No question. In my opinion,
Jaden Daniels is special, and he's making Cliff look good.
It's a good combination.
It's a good combination-ish.
But you can't say that if Kingsbury takes a head coaching job, they're not going to make the playoffs again. You can't say that. It's not that big of a blow where, okay,
so
now
you're
that...
with the, me or you're with...
No, I think it's a mild blow, but you can replace a Cliff Kingsbury.
He's replaceable.
Right. Thank you.
And I mean, he's not
the... Cliff guy.
I think he's awesome.
You think, right.
But he's not the only good OC on the planet.
You think Adam Peters doesn't have 20 names already lined up in case Cliff bolts to bring in here? I'm not worried about it at all if he leaves.
He's got former head coaches on the staff. I mean, I don't know if Anthony Lynn would be a great candidate to be the offensive coordinator, but he's got guys like Anthony Lynn. He's got the offensive coordinator from the Eagles, Brian Johnson, on the staff right now.
I'm not saying that they would hire from within. I mean, they might go outside.
They're going to look outside of the building.
But if he leaves, they're going to get someone who's legit.
Drab.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The pie game, right?
Right.
How much of our success do you put
a lot.
No, I want a percentage.
On Kingsbury, 70%.
And 30% on Jaden and everybody else?
Well, I go the other way.
That's crazy.
70's way too much.
I don't know. The guys are wide open. He's playing an unbelievable game. The offensive line is playing great.
I just don't think
it's... Sam Howell was under center...
You're crazy. If you watch
Sam Howell was under center...
You say Jaden Daniels was the reason
they added three guys on the offensive line. These are new players.
Right. But if Sam Howell's under center, they're not 8-5.
The offensive line is a big point.
They're not 8-5 if Sam Howell's
under center. Jaden Daniels is not 90% of the offense. I'm sorry, he's not.
I wouldn't say 90%, but I'm not going to say the OC is 70%.
He's the reason why we're having the year we're having.
Yes.
I think the O-line is...
If you think it's because of some nerd over there calling plays, I disagree.
All right, look, the lines are locked and loaded.
It's because of Cliff.
We'll come back, take your calls.
He's part of it, but he's like 10%.
How big of a blow would it be to lose Cliff Kingsbury? We'll tackle that next. Take more of your calls. Don't go anywhere.